Chapter 4. And so rehearsals went on for the rest of the day. The songs took everyone by surprise. Some of the ballads brought to those of us listening to tears. I relished the ones I got to sing, and envied those of the others, although truthfully I couldn't really complain. I definitely had my share of showstoppers. After we took a short break, Neil returned with someone new. "Everyone gather around if you would," he indicated the scowling, whip-bodied, middle-aged woman beside him. "This is Stella Aragon, the choreographer. You'll start working with her tomorrow." She put her hands on her hips and said, "That's right. My name is Stella. Ms. Aragon, if you're nasty. And the first one of you that quotes Stanley Kowalski at me gets fired." There was a moment of total silence. Then all of us at once dropped to our knees and did our best Brando-style, "Stella!" This went on for several moments before we all got back in line, our expressions once again completely deadpan. The actor who played the nameless ghost said, "To be fair, my name really is Stanley." "Nice," Stella said with a half smile. "I hope your feet are as smart as your asses. See you tomorrow, wise guys." We had time at the end of the day to begin blocking, and we used chairs to represent the corners of the chapel itself. I wondered what the final set would look like. Would it be stylized or realistic? Would the audience immediately know what they were seeing, or would they have to be clued in by the cast? I'd never heard of a Chapel of Ease before. Perhaps there would be a note in the program book. We were all exhausted by the time Neil said, "All right, union rules say we have to wrap it up now. Everyone take your scripts. I want us off book by next Monday. We have only 6 weeks to whip this monster into shape."
"Monster?" Ray said in mock offense.
"A beautiful monster," Neil corrected. "Like Lady Gaga." We laughed, then gathered our things to go. As I headed toward the door, Ray said,
"Hey, Matt, you got time for a cup of coffee?"
I wasn't about to tell the genius behind this show I couldn't hang out with him, so I said, "Sure." We went to a shop around the block, got our drinks, and sat in a corner. Ray sagged gratefully into his chair.
"Y'all did great today. Better than I..."